Well, as we talked about, the EAR identify through the Commerce Control List a number of specific ECCNs or items that are controlled. And that's sort of your term of reference in trying to decide whether your proposed export involves any kind of licensing issue. What the U.S. government had, and particularly this administration, had determined early on is that it was important to revisit those terms of reference, that Commerce Control List, to see if the items that are controlled under it really belong there, or whether there should be additional items that should be controlled, additional technologies. There was a concern, and it's, I think, well placed, that the regulations were behind the times. There have been all these significant developments, technological developments over the years that really weren't captured through any kind of export control. I'm not encouraging that, by the way, but I will admit it's true that the regulations haven't necessarily kept up with amazing progress of on the technological front. And so the Commerce Department, through the Bureau of Industry and Security, initiated a rulemaking, or really it's a review process, to determine if additional emerging technologies or foundational technologies should be included within the control list. And the way they characterize what is an emerging or foundational technology is interesting, because it is very much tied to national security. As you can see there, it's technologies that through this consultative process are determined to be essential to the national security of the United States. Once such a technology is identified, the Commerce Department will add it to the list, the Commerce Control List, and if you're affected by that, then you may be subject to new licensing requirements. When this process was initiated, and again, this is going to be part of the next panel, so I don't want to step on the shoes here, but it, just to give a little more context, particularly with respect to some of the other topics that I'll be discussing, the Commerce Department put out a kind of high-level listing of potential emerging and foundational technologies. They included biotech, which in turn included, for example, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, quantum information sensing technology, 3D printing, robotics, hypersonics, a number of different technologies. But in the end, if we go to the next slide, I shouldn't say in the end, but thus far, only one new technology has been added to the list, and that has to do with geospatial imagery software and related technology, which is used in AI. So what we draw from this is that while this initiative was announced with great fanfare, thus far, really, there hasn't been that much by way of developments. It's just been the inclusion of that one new category. And so it may not be as alarming as it first appeared that they were going to, in rapid succession, add a whole number of new ECCNs around each of the broader technologies I mentioned in the previous slide. But it is a situation where you do have to look carefully and keep a close eye on it, as we do, to make sure that there are no, or if there are, that we're aware of additional developments on this front as new control numbers may be included within the list, because they will tend to carry pretty strong controls when they are, as evidenced by what we see with geospatial imagery software. I would also say that for those of you who are listening who are thinking, why do I care about this? I don't export anything. As you'll hear in the next presentation, that is good from the standpoint of having to deal with U.S. export controls, but it could still be very significant in terms of your ability to attract capital, because through the reforms and the legislation governing CFIUS, which again will be discussed in the next panel, the government is now very much focused on in foreign investment that may result in access to these sorts of technologies, even if the company into which the investment is being made never exports the technologies in the first instance. And so this is broader in scope than it may appear and could very much have an impact upon companies that really don't export technology, but do seek non-US or foreign capital for their operations. Moving on to the next slide. So we wanted to talk about an initiative that has been in place for some time, but really has gained quite a bit of focus, emphasis from the government in the last particularly few weeks. There has been in place a system of export controls around so-called military end users and military end use with respect to certain countries. As you would probably gather, companies or the U.S. government really is not